In novels and short story collections, such as This Book Will Save Your Life, Music for Torching, and The Safety of Objects, A.M. Holmes has earned a reputation as an unsentimental writer known for her emotional precision. Now she turns that steeliness on her own life story. Holmes was given up for adoption before she was born, and in her new memoir, The Mistress's Daughter, she describes the sometimes traumatic experience of being found by her birth mother. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
The scene is the lunch counter at our neighborhood organic supermarket, where my 8-year-old daughter and her friend, both adopted, are chatting about whom they feel closer to, their mother or their father. I'm eating my sandwich a few stools down, being cool, letting them have their space, and listening like a bat. The girls cast their votes for their currently favorite parent, and then my daughter, with the worldly wisdom of the slightly older kid, tells her friend, "I guess if you're not adopted, you always feel closer to your mother, because you come out of her belly." Her friend nods. That's when I rush in, idiotically trying to de-romanticize biology and score a goal for my team. I tell the girls that that's not true, that a lot of biological children feel closer to their fathers. The girls' attention wanders back to their mac and cheese. I've fumbled. Too bad the organic supermarket doesn't serve gin and tonics. I could use one. The myth of seamlessness, of perfect connection with the mother. You don't have to be adopted to yearn for it, but if you are adopted, you surely yearn for it with a special intensity. The writer A.M. Holmes did. Even after meeting her biological mother and being severely disappointed, she still sort of yearns. As anyone who's read her fiction might expect, Holmes's new memoir, The Mistress's Daughter, is an unflinching, smart, and intensely compelling book. It's about Holmes's particular search for origins as an adoptee, but it's also about something larger, dare I say universal? It's about the mystery of identity and the comedy of errors we all embark on when we attempt to locate our true selves. Will biology take us there? Genealogical research? Therapy? Religion? Holmes's odyssey begins when she's 31, staying at her parents' house, her adoptive parents' house, for the Christmas holidays. Her adoptive mother, in tears, breaks the news. Holmes's birth mother is looking for her and has sent a message through the lawyer that helped handle her adoption, saying that she would be willing to hear from her daughter. Holmes drives herself nuts trying to deconstruct the restrained language of that message. She grew up knowing that she was the product of an affair between a young woman and an older married man with children. She also came to realize that to be adopted is to be adapted, to be amputated and sewn back together again. Whether or not you regain full function, there will always be scar tissue. Holmes peels off some of those scabs when she begins corresponding with, and then talking to, her birth mother over the telephone. Holmes postpones meeting her birth mother. She's too flooded with emotion, too shaky. And her birth mother stalks her, even surprising Holmes at a bookstore where she's giving a reading. When they finally formally meet, Holmes, who grew up in a lefty household of educators and activists, finds that her birth mother reminds her of Dusty Springfield. She is arrayed in rabbit fur and small talk, her hair piled up in a post-beehive bun. Holmes's birth mother is needy, even scary, but she's also poignantly childlike. In one of their phone conversations, she asks Holmes if one day they might have a portrait painted of the two of us. That dream of mother-daughter seamlessness again. Though they're less charged, Holmes's meetings with her birth father are also surreal. He comes off like a minor member of the Rat Pack, swaggering and chipper and talking incredibly about his penis at their first meeting. He makes Holmes take a DNA test to prove their relationship and then says he's going to introduce Holmes to his family, her half-brothers and sister, but he never makes good on the promise, keeping her existence a shameful secret. She outs him in this memoir, sparing nobody's feelings here, including, of course, her own. The Mistress's Daughter can sometimes be a hard book to read, especially hard if you're an adoptive parent, but the ending is a kick. After the deaths of both her birth mother and her adoptive maternal grandmother, Holmes said she felt impelled to have a birth child of her own. The daughter she eventually gives birth to ends up reminding Holmes of her beloved grandmother, to whom, of course, she was not connected genetically. It makes no sense. It makes complete sense. In The Mistress's Daughter, Holmes unsentimentally attests to the undeniable power of blood and to the random miracles of affinity.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed A.M. Holmes' memoir, The Mistress's